What's up? What's poppin'? Welcome to the podcast! Every season brings us new fashion trends, new activities, new memories, but the same old stereotypes. So let's talk about some spring stereotypes. And we're going to talk about the very first one that is actually affecting me right now, and that is allergies. I feel like spring is just so associated with allergies and allergy season. You know, the flowers blooming, they're so pretty. You're like, wow, so cute. But then the allergies hit you. And you're like, wow, a little speck of pollen is wiping me out. I hate it. It's so annoying. And I feel like it's just heightened in the springtime because everything's new and is blooming. But speaking of flowers, we said in the past with our winter stereotype video and the fall stereotype video. Hey, what's up? It's Editing Meg, and I probably should have mentioned when the fall and winter stereotype episodes were. So the fall stereotype episode was from season 7, episode 4, and the winter stereotype episode was from this season, so season 8, episode 3. There's always pictures of things that we always take, and I feel like every spring we're always taking pictures of flowers, at least me. And not just the flowers that like grow outside on the sidewalk, but like you ever just like walk through Home Depot or Lowe's, you just take pictures of the flowers they have there because they're so pretty. I love taking pictures of flowers. And I feel like another thing that's often associated with spring is spring is often known as the time of new beginnings and transformations, which I've always wondered, not to skirt within the first like minute or so of the podcast, but you know how January is always like new year, new me, and people are always trying to like make themselves better. Why don't we have this new year, new me mentality in the springtime? Because, you know, spring's all about new beginnings and transformations. Like, why aren't we trying to transform ourselves in the spring or like start over in the spring? I feel like that would make way more sense in the spring than January 1st. There's also spring break, which I think spring break is the most overhyped, overrated idea we have here in America. Or anywhere else that has spring break. Like, I don't understand the point of spring break. Like, when I was younger growing up, I thought spring break was gonna be like the craziest, wildest partying thing ever. No, I worked. That's all I did during my spring break. I just worked more. I rested. I read my books. I think it's so overrated. Like, people who go away for spring break, like, especially like Miami is like a hot spot for spring break. And I don't understand. Like, why do you wanna go somewhere that's super warm and super crowded? Like, how is that fun? Like, there's just way too many people. Not for me. Some activities that are very stereotypical for spring is, you know, bike riding, going for walks, picnics. Oh my God, I think picnics are so cute. I want to go on picnics this year with my friends. I think it'd be so fun. But you know, everyone's just so excited that the sun's out again, so they want to go out, which, oh my God, I did not write this, but we're going to talk about the sun being out more. At least here in Massachusetts, we don't get any sun barely in the fall and winter, right? It's more dark, it's gloomy, people be getting seasonal depression, and then the sun starts coming out more. I always forget how. Okay, this is gonna sound really stupid and dumb, but I always forget how bright the sun is. And like when the sun starts coming out, my eyes start burning. Like I cannot see. I'm like whipping up my sunglasses, that little visor thing in the car that doesn't work for me because I'm too short anyways. I will still put the flap down. Like I always forget how bright the sun is, but it feels so nice. And there's just something about the sun being out that just instantly brightens your mood, gives you a little serotonin boost. And I never realized how much the sun being out affects my mood until literally this year. Like the sun started coming out a couple days ago and I got so excited. I literally Snapchatted my friends and I was like, I did not realize how much this was gonna make me happy, but it really does. I don't know why, but for some reason, this year specifically, I am so excited for the warmer weather and for the sun to be out more. I usually don't care or pay attention, but for some reason, this year, I'm just so extra excited for it. But going along with the sun, I think that's a perfect segue to go into the weather. It flip-flops. And I know I said this before in a podcast, but like 50 degree weather in the spring is so different from 50 degree weather in the winter. Like in the winter, if it's 50, it's freezing, you're cold, you're bundling up, you're putting on hoodies and fuzzy socks and sweatpants, jackets on top of jackets. But 50 degrees in the spring, you're going outside in literally like a t-shirt. Like why is it so much warmer? Like is it because the sun's out? We've definitely looked up this fact before, but I feel like Ed and Meg should come in again to remind us this fact because clearly it did not stick in my brain.
I feel like this was not the answer I got last time I looked up this question, but apparently the reason why it's warmer in the spring than in the winter, it has to do with these tiny vessels in our blood that keep us cool in the summer to accommodate with the heat and sweating. So we don't do this during the winter because there's no need for it because there's no heat. I don't know. It was very sciencey, so maybe you should look it up and you'll understand it better.
Thank you for that. But it also, I feel like rains a lot in the springtime, which they say, April showers bring May flowers. I don't know who says that. Maybe Editor Meg will come in again with that. But like, I just feel like it rains so much.
So they said it was either Thomas Tusser or Geoffrey Chaucer who came up with this saying. Which, you know, is good. It can be good. But it's just kind of annoying sometimes. Because then the sun's not out. Going along with like the flip-flopping weather leads us to like the fashion. I never know how to dress for the spring. I just wear layers. I'm like an ogre. I'm like an onion. I have to have layers. Because it'll be so cold in the morning, like freezing cold. But then by the afternoon, it is so warm and hot, you're sweating. So it's like you gotta wear like a little denim jacket over your t-shirt. And then you could take it off after. But I feel like some stereotypical things you see a lot in the springtime besides a denim jacket, which I love. Oh my God, I have so many denim jackets. I think they're so cute and fun, especially if they're like oversized or they're cropped or they're this or that. I have a problem. Honestly, I just have a jacket problem in general. I have so many different types of jackets because they're just so fun and so cute and they instantly elevate your outfit. Another thing real quick about denim jackets is they never go out of style. So they're always a good piece to have in your wardrobe. But anyways, we're definitely skirting. Other things that you see a lot are baseball hats, because I'm pretty sure baseball season starts in the spring. I don't follow sports. I don't do sports. I don't sports. So I don't really know the answer to this, but baseball hats, I feel like sneakers, or what's another word for sneakers? I know some people hate the word sneakers. Tennis shoes. I feel like those are super popular in the spring, like a good Converse. I love a good Converse. I always talk about food every stereotype episode because I love food, but some foods I feel like that are super stereotypical to spring are like salads and fruits, lemonades, because there's just something about spring and summer that just makes you want to eat healthier. I don't know why. Maybe it's just a me thing, but I feel like in spring and summer, all I want to like eat is like fruits and salads and like pasta salads. Salads are great. We could probably do a whole podcast episode on soups and salads, because as much as I love soups, I also love salads, because there's just so many different types of salads you could have. You can have macaroni salad. You can have different types of lettuce. Like, you know how many different types of lettuce are in the world? A lot. But yeah, I feel like those are some really common stereotypes for spring. But what about you? Have you heard of some of these stereotypes? Do you experience some of these stereotypes? Do you like any of these stereotypes? Did I forget any? Let me know. So the next time spring rolls around, just remember, a lot of this happens every time spring comes. Sometimes it's new, sometimes it's old, and just know it usually only lasts just for the spring season. Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of Hey Guys, It's Meg. You can follow Hey Guys Meg _ podcast on Instagram for updates and good times. Come back next Monday at 9 a.m. where we talk about the history of April Fool's Day. I'll see y'all on the flip side. Peace out, Girl Scouts.